The market had its best half in years, then fell all week. Both were the same few stocks. Stocks had one of their strongest first halves in years, then the major indexes fell for the week. The same small group of companies drove both the climb and the drop, which is the single most useful thing to understand about how a market cap-weighted index behaves. The simple version. For the week ending Friday, July 17, the S&P 500 fell about 1.6%, the Nasdaq Composite fell about 2.9%, and the Dow fell about 0.9%. That came right after a first half of 2026 that was one of the strongest in years, with the Dow up 8.9%, the S&P up 9.6%, and the Nasdaq up 12.8% through June. The move down was not broad. It was concentrated in semiconductor and artificial intelligence stocks, the same group that led the market up in the first half. A semiconductor exchange-traded fund fell about 9% on the week, while many other parts of the market held up or rose, which tells you the sell-off was narrow, not universal. The numbers. The S&P 500 closed at 7,457.69 on Friday, July 17, down 1.01% on the day, and about 1.6% on the week index close, week ending 2026 to 07-17. The Nasdaq Composite closed at 25,520.24, down 1.40% on the day, and about 2.9% on the week, its worst weekly showing in weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 52,146.42, down 406.55 points, or 0.77%, on the day, and about 0.9% on the week. The VanEck Semiconductor Exchange-Traded Fund fell about 9% on the week, its third weekly decline in 4 weeks. The PHLX Semiconductor Index fell more than 13% over the past month, and is still up about 63% for the year to date. In the first half of 2026, the Dow rose 8.9%, its best first half since 2021, the S&P 500 rose 9.6%, and the Nasdaq rose 12.8% first half 2026 index performance. The 10-year Treasury yield was about 4.55% at Friday's close. Why a few stocks move the whole index? Most major stock indexes are market cap weighted, which means each company's influence on the index is proportional to its total market value. A company worth $2 trillion moves the index far more than a company worth $20 billion, even though they are each one name on the list. That design has a consequence people forget in good years. When a handful of very large companies, like the biggest chip and AI names, climb together, they can carry an entire index up almost by themselves. The index looks broadly healthy, but the gains are coming from a narrow group at the top. The same math runs in reverse. When that narrow group falls, the index falls with it, even if most of the other companies in it are flat or higher. That is exactly what the past week showed. The Nasdaq, which is heaviest in technology, fell nearly twice as much as the Dow, which is not, because the selling was concentrated where the weight is. This is why market watchers talk about breadth, meaning how many stocks are participating in a move. A market that rises on a few giant names has narrow breadth, and it can look strong right up until those names turn. The first half of 2026 and the week that followed are the same story told twice. Concentration cuts both ways. The real cost lends on a strong half and a hard week. It is worth putting the week next to the year, because the sizes are wildly different, and the week is the one that makes headlines. The semiconductor index fell more than 13% over the past month, which sounds severe on its own. That same index is up about 63% for the year to date, so the month gave back a fraction of the year. A one-week move in an index is close to noise against a full year, and a full year is close to noise against a working life of investing. The reason the week feels larger than the year is that the drop is news, and the climb was a slow accumulation nobody wrote a headline about each day. None of that predicts what happens next, and none of it is a reason to do anything in particular. It is a sense of scale. The move that dominates a weekend of coverage is small against the trend it interrupted, and knowing the size of things is most of what keeps a bad week from feeling like a catastrophe. The same few companies that carried the market to its best half in years also drove it down all week. That is not a coincidence. It is how a cap-weighted index works. What this means? When an index moves hard, the useful next question is whether the move was broad or concentrated. A broad move reflects the whole market changing its mind. A concentrated one, like this week, reflects a small group of heavy names moving and dragging the average with them. It also explains why two people can describe the same market completely differently. Someone who owns the big technology names had a rough week. Someone who owns a broad mix outside them barely felt it. Both are looking at the same index, and the index is an average that hides which parts moved. What this is not. This is not a prediction of where the market, technology stocks, or semiconductors go next. This is not advice to buy, sell, hold, or wait on any index, fund, sector, or company. This is not a recommendation about any security, and the individual stock and sector moves named here are reported as facts with sources, not as views. This is not a claim that the sell-off is over or that it will continue, which this article takes no position on. This is not Sources. S&P Dow Jones Indices, S&P 500 Index Data. https://www.sbglobal.com/sbgi/n/indices/equity/sb500/. S&P Dow Jones Indices, Dow Jones Industrial Average Index Data. https://www.sbglobal.com/sbgi/n/indices/equity/Dow Jones Industrial Average/. NASDAQ Composite Index Data. https://www.nasdaq.com/marketactivity/index/comp. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, Fed, 10-year Treasury Constant Maturity Rate DGS10. https://fredsdlewis.org/series/DGS10.